And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your Car Insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone, give me a call at 602-525-1370. If you'd like my help, and that's what it is, help. I'm not selling you a car. I'm helping you buy a car. I'm not a broker. I'm not a salesman. I'm your personal consumer advocate helping you make your way through the car buying experience. Want to send out a very special thanks to Bobby and David Rabati at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Great place if you're looking for a pre-owned commercial commercial vehicle, and you can reach Bobby on his cell at 602-722-9151. You know, one of my radio show listeners likes to send me articles. He likes to send me things, and one of the things he said was, you know, it was a great read, and he's right. Before I get into this brief story, I'd like to point out that I can provide more information at request. It's a long story. I didn't want to overwhelm. It's going to be now, this is what the author of the article wrote. Well, over a year and a half ago, my father and I custom ordered Ford Mavericks from a Ford dealership. This is not local. Around 8 months ago, my father's order had arrived, and we arrived at the dealership. Specifically, one salesman and the finance manager were extremely abrasive and rude. My dad ended up buying the truck for an outrageous interest rate that they required a cosign for. Quick, not like I'd like to add, I had asked the finance manager how the loan worked, and she got visibly upset and explained how she's been doing this for 20 years and she doesn't need to explain anything. He refinanced the truck, I believe, a week later for less than half the original interest without a cosign. When he did this, though, he was in contact with Ford Finance and had briefly explained how difficult it was working with the dealership. Enter my problem, which is where the legal advice is needed. I saw online that my truck order had been delivered. The dealership never contacted me, so my brother called and asked for a test drive, and when they said yes to, they called him back 10 minutes later after what we assumed was then connecting our last names. We came in later that day, which is when the finance manager came out and said she didn't feel comfortable doing business with me or my family because of my father's bad review. After some back and forth, never aggressive on my end, and after her threatening to give me my down deposit back due to my receipt being the wrong receipt, I walked out defeated. I did record some of the conversation as my state allows one-party consent. Part of this recording is her saying, "I won't sell it because of the dealer mistreatment," quoting the supposed bad reviews. I ended up leaving a bad review through Ford and ordering a new truck through a different dealership that came in about a month ago. I've waited until now to fear of further retaliation from the dealership. Now my question, because my understanding is that it's illegal to discriminate over a bad review a family member left, so do I have legal grounds to sue here? If so, what can and should I do? Because I've never been so disrespected and mistreated in my entire life. I can't express my disappointment after waiting a year to get a matching truck, not only my father's, but also my brother's, just to be told no because you and your family are bad people. So here's what I'm going to tell you. It's really hard to get a lawyer to sue a car dealership, because most car dealerships have attorneys on retainer and have all the money in the world to fight things like this. So what I would say, the first mistake you made is you should have waited till everybody had your cars before you bash the heck out of the dealership. And rightfully so. I don't have a problem when people write bad reviews as long as the reviews are legit. Okay, I'll never forget reading a review from somebody, and I thought it was kind of funny, and I guess there was a way I could go back and I could look at all his reviews, and he had 191 reviews, and every one of them was bad. And you just can't have 191 bad reviews. But what I'm going to tell you is if you have a problem and you can't get it settled with the person that you're dealing with, go above that person's head. Do whatever you need to try to make everything work to your advantage. And what I will tell you is you do not want to scream. You do not want to yell. Screaming and yelling gets you nowhere. I will never forget that gentleman that I worked with years and years ago. He once told a client when they were talking, "Sir, when you got here, there were two people interested in fixing your problem. At this point, with you screaming and yelling at me, there's now only one person that is interested in solving your problem, and I'll give you one guess who that is. If you continue to speak to me like this, I'm going to ask you to leave the dealership. A dealership has the right to refuse service to someone. If it gets to the point where you can't resolve it with the dealership, it may not hurt to reach out to the manufacturer, but I don't know how much getting a lawyer is actually going to help this gentleman in this circumstance." You know, there was an article that I saw in Jalopnik, and I'm not a believer, and I'm not going to mention names, but with financial planners that actually think they understand how the car business works. One of the big problems we have in the U.S. is looking to people with money and thinking that because they have money, they have all the answers. So this self-proclaimed financial, I don't know. We've talked about how bad his advice is before. I guess some people don't get the memo as he's still out here doling out questionable advice about cars. I will tell you, he has wonderful advice. I just don't agree with what this gentleman talks about when it comes to cars. A woman from Florida called into his show expressing concern over her husband's recent car purchase. The husband, who makes $90,000 a year, is the sole income earner right now, wanted an SUV and went to purchase one for $32,000. He paid the SUV off, and after an unspecified period of time, the dealer contacted him with an upgrade offer, saying he could trade the SUV and get an EV. Apparently, the offer was good enough for the husband to bite, as he ended up buying a Kia EV6 in April 2022. Here's what I'll tell you. Anybody that bought an EV in 2022 probably has a really, 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 really good grip on that car if they hadn't paid cash. And hopefully what you did was lease the car for 36 months. So when this lease is over and you have a closed-end residual, the value of the car is not your problem. I read an article the other day where it talked about the Porsche Taycan losing $100,000 over the last 4 years in value. He purchased the EV6 for $72,000. EV pricing doesn't reach that high, okay, which means he paid over MSRP on the car. So much for them taking great care of him with them calling him into the dealership. He's been trying to get rid of it, but now he's been offered $40,000 for it, leaving them $20,000 upside down. She says the reality of the situation is it didn't kick in until months later, and the husband regrets the decision, calling it dumb. Clueless about this is when his cluelessness about the car business kicks in. He couldn't accept that a car could depreciate that much in a short time frame. Except it can. Okay, I drive a Dodge Challenger, and I'll tell you right now, with the fact that there's 50,000 2023 Dodge Challengers and Dodge Chargers sitting on the lots brand new right now, the value of used Dodge Chargers and Challengers have dropped like a brick off the Empire State Building. It's why you can find EV6s just a year or two old with low miles going for just over $30,000 in a lot of places. He suggested to the wife that they try to sell the EV6 for $50,000, but stop and consider for a moment. If dealers aren't willing to give them more than $40,000, what exactly does this gentleman think a buyer will come for that, giving them $10,000 over the presumable market value on a vehicle from a segment that loses half of its value in just 3 years? But he's a world-class financial advisor. He knows better. He then told the wife to cover the hole that they owe on the EV6. They should take out a loan for $10,000 or $12,000 from a local bank or credit union to cover it. He also suggested that they borrow $10,000 to buy a $5,000 car and call it stupid tax. Here's what I'm going to say. It's not the first time I saw articles by these financial planners that the information that they were trying to share with these people were nothing more than unbelievably stupid. Okay. When somebody blurts out, you're an idiot because you leased a car. Well, you're an idiot if you buy an EV car that has a tax credit only if you lease the car. Every single car deal stands on its own. Every car deal. And one thing I want people to understand is when I talk to people about the car business, I'm talking about what goes on in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Okay, I don't help people buy cars in New York. I don't help people buy cars in Florida. I don't help people buy cars in Texas. So when people talk to me about, used car prices this, used car prices that, new car sales are down. Well, last month, year over year, the difference in new car sales in the Phoenix metropolitan area was 1.6% less. Doesn't make a difference. When you hear these people talking about how a price of a car went up 2%, the 2% in the price of the car isn't what kills people. The 9% car loan is what crushes people. The 7.5% car loans are becoming the norm. Okay, I helped somebody the other day with an 800 credit score, okay, and $15,000 down, and the credit union's rate was 7.34%. Okay, a lot of things are going on in the car business right now. You're starting to see cars sitting on the lots. You're hearing about rebates. You're hearing about discounts. It's not every single car. Okay, if you show up at a Toyota dealership and they only have 12 cars on the lot or 20 cars on the lot or whatever it is, you're not going to grind the heck out of them for the best deal possible. It's more about buying the car that you want to buy. Want to send out a very special thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories, or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated, is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. They believe shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable experience and are confident that you will leave Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead with a smile every time. So please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They're located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You can find them online at arrowheadmb.com. And remember, if you'd like my help, please call me 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000-square-foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is just pick up the phone. Give me a call, 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. They're family-owned and operated for four generations. They celebrated 100 years in the Valley in 1923. Their experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let them show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be. You know, one thing that I will tell you is the reason that my business has been successful for me since 2011 is my relationship with car dealerships. And it's really unfortunate when I have somebody that takes advantage of my relationship with a dealership. So I had ordered a car for somebody, and it was an extremely expensive car. And I come to find out from a phone call from this gentleman 3 days before his car's arriving at the dealership coming from Germany that he doesn't want the car if the dealership won't renegotiate the deal that was presented when he placed the order on the car. Now, the dealership's not going to renegotiate. The dealership's probably not that mad at me because it's a great car for them to sell. But if that's the kind of behavior that you have, please do me a favor. Avoid my involvement in any of this. Please don't call me. And I will tell you, the next time that I order a car like this for somebody, they're going to understand that it's a special order vehicle and there's going to be deposits required. I can't tell you the last time, you know, with the exception of a couple of dealerships that, you know, require a $1,000 deposit. But I just could not believe that this gentleman ordered this car and canceled 2 days before, so actually 3 days before the car arrived at the dealership, and then expected the dealership to renegotiate. And what I had done at that point was the gentleman that had referred him to me had kind of put me through the ringer himself, and then his friend put me through the ringer a little bit. So I was kind enough to ask both of them to no longer ever call me in regards to help with the vehicle. I'm not selling you a car. I'm helping you buy a car. But it's the first time these are two gentlemen are the and they're friends. So imagine that actually both canceled cars that were probably, one I know was over $200,000 and one was probably over $150,000. And it's just not how I do business. I'm not the salesperson in the car dealership. I'm not the sales manager in the car dealership. I'm somebody that you're paying $400 to help you make sure that you get treated correctly. Okay. If you can't treat them in the manner that I'm getting them to treat you, please, there's no reason. There's no reason for you to pick up the phone and give me a call. High inventory that's sitting around right now is going to affect trade values. I've seen certain cars that were bringing well in excess of $10,000 over MSRP in 2023 that now there's boatloads of them sitting on the lots. I shouldn't say boatloads, truckloads. Okay. Some of them are boatloads because they come from Europe or Japan. And they actually start their trip on a boat. But the high inventory is going to affect trade values. And when I say high inventory, if you're looking for a Dodge, a Ram, a Ford, certain Chevys, certain Buicks, and certain Lincolns, there's an abundance of inventory. Now, when you go to the Chevy dealership and the only car sitting on the showroom floor are Corvettes, they're no longer trying to get $25,000 over MSRP. Now, there are dealerships that have them sitting on the lots and still want to do that. Please, please find a different place to buy your car. Okay. Toyota's getting better. Honda's getting better. Nissan has inventory. I have somebody that wants to buy a Porsche Targa, and he was told it's probably a 12 to 24 month wait. But remember, I'm not selling you anything. I'm here to help you buy the car that you want to buy. I found an article that I thought was pretty interesting because it actually talks about what people think. This was a survey from more than 30,000 drivers about the reliability of their cars. Some drivers choose a car for its style and flash, some for the sheer number of passenger and items it can carry. Others need a vehicle that can handle mountain roads or snowy highways. But if there's one thing that any vehicle needs, it's to be dependable, ready to start up and run smoothly when called upon. J.D. Power's 2024 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study compares the quality of 2021 model year vehicles using responses from more than 30,000 owners after 3 years of ownership. The study covers 184 specific areas across 9 major vehicle categories: climate, driving assistance, driving experience, exterior features, controls, displays, infotainment, interior, powertrain, and seats. Here's a look at the most dependable cars based on J.D. Power's study for 2024. So, the category of compact cars rated the highest reliability were Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic, and Toyota Prius. As for the Toyota brand as a whole, it ranked second overall for dependability and ranked highest among all mass market brands for 2024. There were 147 problems per 100 Toyota vehicles, J.D. Powers found, compared to the industry average, all brands of 190 problems per 100 vehicles. For a midsize car, Toyota Camry, Chevrolet Malibu, and the Hyundai Sonata. In the midsize pickup truck was the Tacoma, the Colorado, and the Ranger. And one thing about these vehicles, they've all been redesigned, and I actually saw for the first time the other day the new 2024 Toyota Tacoma. Large, light-duty pickup truck. They had the Toyota Tundra, the GMC Sierra, the Chevy Silverado, and the Ram 1500. And I'm going to talk about my wife's truck in a little bit. Large heavy-duty pickup trucks, the Ford Super Duty, the GMC Sierra, and the Chevy Silverado. Compact SUV, Chevy Equinox, Buick Envision, Toyota RAV4. Small SUV, kind of surprised me, the Buick Encore, Toyota CHR, the Chevrolet Trax. The Buick brand for whole ranked number 3 for dependability. The midsize SUV, now one of the oldest and most dated, the Toyota 4Runner, was very dependable. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, Toyota Venza. Upper midsize SUV, Chevy Traverse, Buick Enclave, Toyota Highlander. The large SUV, number one choice for reliability and dependability, was the Chevy Tahoe. The minivan, they don't make the Kia Sedona anymore. The Toyota Sienna has become a hybrid only, and the Honda Odyssey. Compact premium car, no surprise, the Lexus IS, followed by the BMW 4 and the BMW 3 Series. Also, no surprise, in a midsize premium car was the Lexus ES. Premium sports car was the Porsche 718, which I believe is the Boxster, and the Chevrolet Corvette. Compact premium SUV was the Lexus NX, Cadillac XT4, Porsche Macan. Small SUV was the BMW X1, Volvo XC40. I'll be back after the break, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given, they are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone, give me a call at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. Joey's been a friend for a really long time. He absolutely understands what it is that I'm trying to do to help people buy cars. So we go back to the ATMO. So when they went to the midsize premium SUV, obviously they liked the Lexus RX and the GX. The midsize premium SUV in the upper midsize was the BMW X6, the Porsche Cayenne, and the BMW X5. Okay. Some of the cars that are on the list are a little bit surprising to me. Some of the cars on the list are absolutely where they belong. But when you look at dependability, here's the next thing. The 15 car brands with the highest maintenance costs and the cars that are the cheapest. Car ownership has its perks and its necessity for most people in the U.S., but all cars are not created equal. While every vehicle will eventually break down and need repairs, some have better track records than others when it comes to long-term maintenance costs. We track down some notoriously terrible brands so that you know how to avoid them. So, imagine that. It's expensive to maintain a Porsche. If you're buying a Porsche thinking that it's going to be inexpensive to maintain, I wouldn't even know what to say to you. So the next vehicle on the list was the BMW. Another one of these cars that, you know, it's just not an inexpensive car to maintain. Land Rover, no surprise there. Jaguar, no surprise there. Ram trucks, okay? My wife's had Ram trucks since 1998, and I will tell you this, they haven't been very expensive to upkeep. Mercedes-Benz. Obviously, a Mercedes-Benz car is going to be a little bit on the high side. Volvo. Cadillac. Infiniti. Audi. Lincoln. Ford Super Duty trucks, Chevrolet Silverado HD, a Jeep, a Mini, low cost of maintenance. Now, not to worry, plenty of car brands offer low maintenance costs. So, Toyota, the Prius, Camry, and Corolla, the top of the list for low maintenance costs. No wonder why many of these are on the road. Their low initial costs and durability keep them on the road for years. Hondas, also a very reliable car. My kids own them. My son owns one. It's basically an oil change. Change your fluids, take care of the car. Tesla, okay, despite their reputation for volatility, the Model 3 boasted some of the cheapest maintenance costs in 2023. However, these cars haven't been in production as long as some of other models, so time will tell if they keep their spot on this list. You know, some of these numbers that they were talking about, I did have a BMW that in the 6 years of ownership, between maintenance costs and prepaid maintenance, it was over $40,000 that was spent on the cars in the shop. But the good news for me was I had prepaid maintenance and I had a service contract that was good for 100,000 miles. I want to send out a very special thanks to Troy and Rick over at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I actually had a couple of clients last month that, you know, were looking at new Volkswagens, and they actually have some really good incentives. They have some, you know, lower interest rates than a lot of the other banks are looking at charging, and both of the clients left extremely happy, and thanks to Rick's help with all this. Remember, if you'd like my help, it's really simple. Pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. You can also go to, on the webpage, there is a contact page. If you feel the need to send an email, I will get back to you, and it's usually within 24 hours. Remember, I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. And the easiest way to reach me, again, is pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford, located at 13680 West Test Drive in Goodyear, Arizona. David absolutely understands what it is that I'm trying to do to help my clients get cars, and he absolutely has no problem for ordering a Ford exactly the way that you'd like it. If you'd like my help, please feel free to give me a call, 602-525-1370. And the best part about calling me is if you don't like what I have to say, I'm never going to call and follow up to see what you're thinking. It's not what I do. I'm not the salesman in the dealership.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, give me a shout, 602-525-1370. And please remember, I'm not selling you a car. I'm not the salesperson in the dealership. You're calling me. You're asking for my help. And all I can do is provide my help to the best of my ability. Want to send out a very special thanks to Adam Breen and his team at Santan Hyundai Genesis, located at 3252 South Auto Way in Gilbert, Arizona. You know, some of these articles that I find that I talk about, some of them are actually pretty decent. Okay, so there was an article that I read that was five most important questions to ask when you're buying a used car. Buying a pre-owned vehicle is an exciting opportunity for many, but the joyous occasion can quickly be spoiled if people don't do their due diligence before they make the purchase. While it may not seem like a big deal to some, a used car is not only just an individual's primary source of transportation, but it should also be viewed as a significant investment in a person's daily life. And if people aren't careful, it could end up costing them dearly down the road. Here's one thing I want to explain to people right now about the used car market. A lot of these 2 and 3 year old used cars that you used to look at the dealership, a lot of them were lease returns. A lot of these lease returns didn't become used cars in the current market because people bought their leases out. Okay, so that eliminated a lot of lease returns ending up at the dealerships. Now, I was looking for a vehicle for a gentleman just this week, wanted to buy a used 2021 Toyota 4Runner. And the conversation kind of started off funny because he mentioned to me that he was looking for a payment around $300 a month and he wanted to buy a 4Runner. And I had a and I thought to myself, well, I hope he has 15, 20 grand to put down. Because interest rates aren't that great. This guy had great credit, but the used car rate was still in the 7% range, okay? But guess what? I found him a really nice Toyota 4Runner SR5 four-wheel drive that happened to be a rental car. I don't have a problem with helping somebody buy a rental car. It's just like buying any used car. You look at the car and understand what it is that you're buying. Okay, and I'll tell you, it was one of the nicest rentals I had seen in a really, really long time. Didn't have all the little scuffs and scratches and things like that. The body wasn't, you know, didn't have dings, dents. The interior wasn't beat up. The car was clean. They had done, you know, a decent amount of service work to put it out on the front line. Previous owned automobile can be a real roll of the dice for some, which is why to ensure the gamble pays off, potential car owners should not cut corners or rush the process. Even though an alluring deal and appeasing aesthetics can easily seem like worthwhile traits that would normally seal the deal, there are many more crucial aspects to consider before signing on the dotted line. And setting many would most certainly benefit from taking a rather meticulous approach when choosing the right car. Make sure you don't ask, okay? You make sure to inspect the interior and the exterior of the car. Okay, requesting an inspection of a used car interior exterior before purchasing is a smart idea to help better appraise the overall condition. Looking from over the outside of the previously owned vehicle systematically can be an eye-opening endeavor and possibly give a probable customer a better understanding of the car's history and roadworthiness. Things to check for include inconsistencies or blemishes regarding the paint color or finish, which could be hints of past accidents. Keeping an eye out for rust, dents, scratches, and other visual imperfections can also offer valuable insight into how well the car was cared for. In addition, the tires should be examined for signs of uneven wear, which could suggest issues with alignment or suspension. Okay, you don't really want to ask to take a car for a test drive. If you have to ask to take a car for a test drive, there's a problem. Okay, so what these things, these shouldn't be five questions. These are five things that you should be doing without a doubt when you're buying a used car or a new car. Okay, a lot of dealerships will not have service maintenance records for the car because they didn't do the service work. The client that traded the car in may not have left that paperwork, and it may not be recorded on a vehicle history report. Okay, now, speaking of vehicle history reports, do not, under any certain terms, buy a car based off just what the Carfax says. I can't tell you how many cars I've looked at auctions that have clean Carfaxes and the cars have been in accidents. The only thing that Carfax guarantees is the title history of the vehicle. I absolutely like to look at the Carfaxes of a car that I'm helping somebody buy, but it is not the only reason to have the car, to buy the car. So, can I take the car to my mechanic for an independent inspection? Okay. I've had not a lot of clients do that. Okay. But it also depends on where the car is being purchased. If it was at a little mom and pop shop and you wanted to take the car for an inspection and they didn't want to let you, that would be a good enough reason for me to not help you buy the car. If you're at a major brand car dealership, okay, a Ford store, a Chevy dealership, a Honda store, a Nissan store, what you would want to do is you want to see what they fixed in the service department. You want to ask to see that, and you could also ask to see what the initial inspection of that car showed, to see not only what was fixed, but what wasn't repaired. These are not questions. These are things that you should be doing when you're looking at any used car. And I kind of chuckled when we was reading some of this and we talked about the test drive. And I was with some folks just last weekend and they wanted to buy a Chevy Tahoe. And they were budget conscious, so we were looking at a Tahoe that had an MSRP of about $64,000. It was an LT two-wheel drive. And they went for a test drive, and I want to say they were gone for a good 20, 30 minutes. And when they came back, I went out, we were talking a little bit, and the woman said to me, well, these are the things that I noticed this car didn't have, and I would really like to have them because they were in the Mazda that we had. And I said, fine, no problem. We'll look at some other cars. So when we started looking, and some of these cars were, you know, $20,000 more, $17,000 more, the husband mentioned, well, what about this Z71? And I looked at the MSRP on the Z71, and it was about $7,000 more. And I explained all the differences, and I explained that with these differences and the fact that it's four-wheel drive and has all these other features, it could be the best $7,000 that you're going to spend in the purchase of your vehicle. And considering that that's going to change your payment about $115 a month, you know, do you want to spend the extra money to get exactly what you want? And their question was, absolutely, we feel it's worth spending the extra money. So we sat down and I explained everything to these kids, and we talked about everything, made sure everything was okay, shared the price of the car, showed them what they were getting for their trade, explained to them what the fact that they were only going to put $3,000 down, that they absolutely needed to get gap insurance, and why I thought Gap was a better choice through the dealership than their own insurance company. And it got kind of funny because we got all done and she was really thankful for everything. And she looked at me and she said, well, I got one last question before we sign all the paperwork. And I looked and said, well, what's that? Can we go out and drive the car? And I started to laugh. And I looked at her and said, the nerve of people. You want to drive the car before you buy it? Absolutely, let's go drive the car. Well, I had forgotten that they didn't drive that car. They drove the other car, and then we switched cars. So she actually went out and she said, I don't even need to drive it. I just want to look inside and see all the differences that you had discussed. And I had the salesman back the car out of the spot, bring it around, park it next to the LT. And as soon as she saw the two trucks parked next to each other, she didn't have to look on the inside. The outside aggressive look with the more aggressive front end and the larger wheels and tires and the off-road tires, she was done. But I just thought it was kind of funny that I even forgot to have her go out and drive the car, because that's one thing that you always need to do. You always need to look at the car, make sure the features and benefits, and understand what it is that you're buying. Okay. And it's shame on me. I mean, I absolutely should have had them drive the car, but the excitement was already done from them driving the LT. And I knew that they would have loved the Z71, but it's still no excuse for not having her go out, go through the car. They were thrilled when they left the dealership. There were certain things in the car that the LT didn't have, but I just thought it was kind of funny, and I looked at it, the nerve of people. You want to drive the car before you buy it. And obviously, she knew I was only kidding, and I was just making light of the situation. But anytime you're buying a car, you absolutely need to test drive the car before you buy it. And a couple of the reasons are, one, you want to make sure it has all the features that you like. And two, you want to make sure that everything's okay in the car. I mean, I met a friend of mine yesterday out at the dealership, because they do not like going to car dealerships. So by the time they got to the dealership, I had the car that she wanted to test drive pulled up. I had the dealer plate on the back of the car. We went for a test drive. She insisted that her husband drive the car. He didn't care less. He drove down the block, turned around, and that was it for him. But she loved the car, and we talked about the differences between the 24 that she drove and the 25 that she'd be ordering, because there were some updates that were going to go on in the 2025 Ford Explorer, and she was getting the ST model, so she just wanted to drive the 400 horsepower car to see how the vehicle handled and how the vehicle drove. I'm here to help you. These are the things that I could do. And by the time they got done driving, they decided that that's the car that they wanted. And we sat down with the young lady, and we put together the order on the car. And I explained to them, this is going to be the pricing of the car when the vehicle arrives. You can order the car today if you'd like. We ordered the car. Okay. This was another one of these instances that, based on my relationship, the general manager of the dealership did not require or request a deposit from my client. Now, do I think my friend's going to buy the car when it comes in? Absolutely. Does the dealership care if he doesn't buy the car when it comes in? Probably not, because they could probably sell it to somebody else for more money than they'd be selling the car to him. But remember, I'm here to help you. And if you'd like my help, please pick up the phone. Give me a call, 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, please, Your Car Insider's website, there's a contact page, and you can fill out the contact page, and I will absolutely get back to you. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends Jimmy and Deanna at Cigar Therapy. It's a haven of relaxation, veteran-owned and operated small business located at 4219 West Bell Road on the southeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Bell Road. It's a cozy lounge, and they welcome you with a thoughtfully curated selection of premium house blend and boutique cigars. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. It's your address for unwinding. Plus, their certified retail tobacconist is always on hand to guide your choice. Looking for expertise? They've got you covered. Mark your calendar for their Electric Monthly Second Saturday event from 12 to 3. You indulge in mouthwatering barbecue, exclusive deals, and thrills of raffles. It's more than an event. It's a vibrant celebration of community and camaraderie. Cigar Therapy, solving the world's problems one cigar at a time. Visit them at 4219 West Bell Road, or you can call Jimmy and Deanna at 602-795-8802. And I don't even know what to say anymore. Kira's been kind of sick, so I don't know from week to week if I'm going to get to see my friend the next time I go into the cigar shop. But I'm here to help you buy a car. I'm not selling you anything. If you'd like my help, please feel free to call me at 602-525-1370. Once again, my cell phone number, it's 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks again to all the sponsors of the radio show. B&N Auto Sales, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, Coulter GMC Buick on Camelback, Earnhardt Honda, Santan Hyundai and Genesis, Rodeo Ford, Lundy's, Peoria Volkswagen. And last but not least, my friend Anthony Reed at Reed Motors, located at 2121 East Indian School Road,